You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chelsea, a different animal perhaps to a year ago when Barcelona beat them at this stage. Januszka. Back for Aaron Cuthbert. It's Cuthbert! Sensational Chelsea goal! Ruelas swings it in, back across it goes, oh, Alexia Putellas! What a chance! That's it! It's a Chelsea masterclass!
PSG have never beaten Lyon at this stage.
Baltimore on the outside, Katoto!
Biding your time and picking your moment! Chawinga, half a yard, Katoto there! And PSG have raced into a two-goal lead in Lyon! Beautiful cutback, Diani, back in it! Breaks for Renard, De Mornay, level! De Mornay again, Matri on the turn! Oh! A quite surreal turn of events!
Welcome back. We are chatting some UEFA Women's Champions League. Here's a look at the updated bracket as we head into the second leg of the semifinals this weekend. And it's Chelsea with the 1-0 advantage over Barcelona. And we've got Lyon with a 3-2 advantage on PSG. All right, let's chat. Chelsea-Barcelona. Darian.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You.
Chelsea. Why do you think Xavi and Lee is staying? No.
I mean, Barcelona have been virtually unbeatable.
So you're ridiculous.
I almost spit on my mouth. That was very difficult.
Before we get into this second leg, how did Chelsea pull this off against Barcelona and get that 1-0 result?
Ashley Lawrence and Jess Carter both had stellar games. Ashley Lawrence shut down Carolyn Grant Hansen, who's one of the best players in the world right now.
I don't
ball.
Think it's ever been shut down either.
Yeah,
she's crazy.
Completely shut her down. Ashley Lawrence had to have a top-tier game. They weathered the storm of Barcelona. Aaron Cuthbert is such a force for Chelsea. Mm-hmm. They play completely different when she's on the pitch. She's fearless on the ball. She's fearless defensively. And she got the shot off, and it gave them the one-up. And Barcelona, like, Chelsea just defended for their lives. Jess Carter, like I said, had an incredible game, player of the match for Chelsea. Barcelona just couldn't do anything. They couldn't get close enough to goal. Alexia Putellas had a shot at the end that I think 9 times out of 10 times she would finish that. Mm-hmm. And she missed the frame. But I don't know if Chelsea can hold them off in this second leg.
Give me a percentage.
I think Barcelona will win.
Yeah.
I think.
Is it 70-30? Is it that?
80-20.
Wow.
I don't know how you stop Barcelona. Chelsea have to have just as good of a game as they did previously. I don't know if they can because they've shown a lot of vulnerability in their back line, even just during their own season in the WSL and against really big teams. They've shown, you know, when they play a high line, they can be exposed over the top. I don't know if they switch around Carolyn Graham Hansen to a different position. They change up a little bit because Chelsea's going to sit in a low block and make the game ugly and then try to take their opportunities when they can. Mm-hmm. Barcelona, I think, are just so dominant. The way that they play, you hardly touch the ball. It gets frustrating. I don't know.
Darian,
I don't have a lot of faith that Chelsea Can I everyone on E3 is going to hate me for saying that, but.
Can I put you on the spot a little bit?
Go ahead.
Both of these managers are leaving and coming to the U.S., both very different jobs. Hidalgo is coming to NWSL. Emma Hayes, Chelsea's manager, is going to be the head coach for the U.S. women's national team.
That's right.
Now, here's my question. Would you agree with me that Spain as a national team plays a lot like Barcelona's women's team?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. And would you agree with me that Emma Hayes is going to bring some of the tactics that we're seeing at Chelsea to the women's national team?
Yeah, we're already seeing it.
Okay. So does this not give you a little bit of fear that right now Spain is number one, that the women's national team may be bringing someone in who doesn't have the tactical ability to switch it up when they come to play Spain? Because that's how I'm seeing this game.
The players?
Now look at the personnel of each team and how each country plays. I mean, U.S., the physicality, the speed, how good the U.S. has always been isn't going away. I think we're just seeing the U.S. adapt. Already, we saw it through the W Gold Cup and some of the friendlies the U.S. has had to her style of play with the mock, three back, wing backs going really high, ultra-attacking, keeping the ball in really tight spaces. That's Emma Hayes coded, 100%. So we're seeing them get better and better each time they play, which is also a little bit of that Spanish style that we see. Barcelona, on the other hand, played the exact same way that the Spanish national team plays. It's a chess match between those two because you're going physical, you're going who's going to have more possession of the ball, who can capitalize on set pieces. Both of those, I think, tactics leave you very vulnerable in the back because you plan on having possession. So I don't know. I like that. It doesn't make me lose faith in Emma Hayes at all because the personnel is completely different than what she has with Chelsea.
But this is the trophy that Emma Hayes wants,
I know.
Right? Like this.
I'm going to get so much heat on E3 for saying all of this.
Are you? What are they going to say? What's going to?
We just have a lot of Chelsea okay. stands. I love Emma Hayes too. I love Chelsea, but I don't think Barcelona is the best team in the world.
Do you think she's going to win this and get that final tick on her CV that she's waited for? Or do you think she's going to Jurgen Klopp it? No offense.
Wow.
Shade. So much shade.
Wow, that was unnecessary.
That was unnecessarily.
That was completely superfluous.
It was. That was. Dang.
Hey, Klopp did win a trophy this year, right?
You were there. I was there.
You were there.
I witnessed it with my own eyes.
So
Thank
they need you.
You
back, apparently. Emma Hayes has yet to win a trophy, though. No.
The Champions League trophy. Maybe she will. Maybe she'll prove me wrong. But the way that Barcelona plays, I think, is so difficult to consistently go and beat. And then, especially with them losing this last game, I think they'll have an extra chip on their shoulder. Capitalize on ways watching Chelsea. You know what? Now it's not a surprise the way that Chelsea's going to defend. This team is so smart and has such intelligent players. I think they'll be able to break it down.
Mm. It'll be a fun one. Saturday, 12:30. Our producer just reminded me too. You're lucky I didn't bring my cards to the desk.
Oh,
that would have been a straight red.
I feel like I would have gotten a couple yellows.
Yeah, straight red for that one. Yeah, that one hurt.
Just unwarranted.
Unnecessary. Seriously.
Like you didn't even do anything.
Kick me when I'm down.
Sucker punch.
It's not even a segment about.
I didn't even make eye contact.
Premier
League. Deserved a red.
Wow.
I think. No VAR needed.
In my mind.
No VAR needed.
Flashing that red.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.